From Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, the latest from podnews.net. Wooshka, a podcast host, has updated its free forever plan with free dynamic ad insertion, as well as free transcription, and posted more details. The company says they host for 6,000 podcasts across the world. iHeartRadio have launched their own podcasts top 100, consisting of podcasts carried on the iHeartRadio platform. The company says it now lists 250,000 different shows and describes this chart as most listened to. It goes back to mid-April. The current top three is number one, the Ron Burgundy podcast, number two, the Bobby Bones Show, and number three, the Joe Rogan Experience. 26 Chinese audio apps, including podcast companies, have been told to close or summoned in front of the regulator, the Cyberspace Administration of China. The most recognized Chinese app in the West, Himalaya FM, has been pulled from a number of Chinese app stores. More than a third of US public radio fans listen to podcasts every week. That's according to research from Jacobs Media. They also point out that recent data shows Washington, D.C. containing the people most likely to have listened. 9to5 Mac thinks the Apple Watch podcasts app could be better and gives some feature suggestions. We hear that Radio Days Asia, a new radio conference for Asia to be held in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia in late August, will have a number of case studies about podcasting and include our editor as a speaker.
That's me.
The 80s All Over podcast is all over, the creators have announced. And we link to advice today from our episode notes and our newsletter, Top Mistakes Podcasters Make, How to Start a Music-Focused Podcast, Edit More, Worry About Gear Less, says Roman Mars, and How to Podcast Anonymously. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.